during the wonderful summer of 1979 that I spent with a baby blue jay named Ludwig, one morning I found a bright red little rubber band powered propeller in my Rice Krispies. I wound it up and up shot the propeller. Ludwig was spellbound as it floated through the air. He suddenly took off after it, grabbing it in midair. I called, and he brought it right to me. That's how we learned to play a fun game of fetch. It was even more fun outdoors, without walls or ceiling to get in the way. Over and over, I'd shoot it up, and he'd race after it and bring it back. Once, though, when I shot it off, it landed on our apartment building's slanted roof. He flew up to retrieve it, but the moment he landed on the hot roof tiles, he keeled over on his side. His crest went up, one wing and his tail spread out, his beak opened, and I thought he was having a seizure. I called, but he didn't move. In a panic, I rushed to the basement where our landlord kept a ladder, lugged it out, and climbed up to the roof. I'm scared of heights, but didn't even think of that as I rushed toward him. But right as my hand reached out to grasp him, he shook his head, stood up, grabbed the propeller, and flew onto my shoulder as if asking, "What was I so worried about?" That was the first I learned about sunning. Many birds get into this posture on hot, sunny days. This innate behavior raises the temperature of a bird's skin and feathers and is possibly done in order to banish some parasites and to expose their skin to ultraviolet light. Over the years, I've seen many birds sunbathing, but this first time, before I understood it, I was petrified, thinking Ludwig was dying. Ludwig had a collection of toys that he stored in a little ceramic cup. I gave him some shiny buttons, a rubber band, that Rice Krispies propeller, and an old ring. Now and then he'd fly to the cup and take out his treasures one by one, arranging them in a line, and then put them all back into the cup. Once in a while, he'd fly off with one and hide it somewhere. Once he wedged a button in the crevice between the window frame and the sash, and we had to work it out with a screwdriver before we could open the window again. One day, I brought home some sunflower seeds and gave Ludwig a few. He tucked them away with his other toys, not realizing they were food. A few days later, I bit one open and ate the seed in front of him, and then cracked open another and gave him the seed. He was thrilled. Years later, when we first gave our children Starburst candy, they were thrilled that each piece came in a colorful wrapper. After that, they always called Starburst present candy because of the wrapping. That reminded me of how Ludwig loved sunflower seeds for the packaging as much as for the seed magically hidden inside. A family of blue jays lived somewhere near us, and whenever Ludwig found himself on their territory, the adults would chase him off, sometimes following him a ways. He quickly discovered that they were afraid of me, and occasionally he actually seemed to taunt them to get them to chase him into our yard, where he'd alight on my head and turn to face them defiantly. As their babies grew more independent, the adults grew more tolerant of Ludwig. By summer's end, he was spending most nights outside and only once or twice a day coming into our yard. The last day I saw him was the last day of my summer vacation. For years, I thought about him whenever I saw a blue jay, wondering if each one could be Ludwig. When Russ and I were in Chicago during the next spring vacation, a warm breeze floated into Madison. Our next-door neighbor was out sunning herself when she spotted a blue jay alight on each of our apartment windows, peeking in and tapping on the glass. He landed on her lawn chair and studied her a bit, and then tried the windows once more and finally flew off. I felt so sad when she told me I'd missed him, but so joyful to know that he'd survived the winter. He had a whole rich life ahead of him. Now, over 3 decades later, I still feel a quiet joy knowing that even as he was leading his life as a proper blue jay should do, he kept in his mind a little memory of me. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.